Are they going to make it?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Reports this morning say Chrysler could file for bankruptcy as early as next week. Next Thursday, the 30th, is the government deadline for Chrysler to come up with a new business plan. But now it looks like a Chapter 11 filing could come before any deal is reached. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
The Wall Street Journal reports Chrysler has told its creditors the company will need to file for bankruptcy, whether or not it can win concessions from them and the United Auto Workers. But the deal to team up with Fiat would still be on. The idea is that Fiat could choose which Chrysler brands, plants, and dealership agreements it wants while the company is under bankruptcy protection. Some reports say the Treasury Department has a provisional agreement with the union to protect pensions and retiree health benefits in the event of a filing. The government admits it's doing some contingency planning, but officials say they'd rather bring Chrysler and Fiat together outside of Chapter 11. The sticking point there is that the government and Chrysler's creditors are still far apart on what constitutes an acceptable repayment of debt. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
World finance ministers are gathering today in Washington. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will brief the richest nations on the U.S. banking crisis. This weekend, the World Bank and IMF meet to talk global strategy and how to protect the world's poorest people from the economic fallout. One question is how big a role the IMF can play in pulling the global economy out of recession. Tamara Keith reports.
When the global economy started crashing, managing director Dominique Strauss-Kahn says the IMF stepped in like a firefighter.
During this period, I do believe that the IMF did deliver.
Earlier this month at the G20 meeting in London, leaders decided to give the IMF $500 billion to lend out to countries in need, boosting its funding and relevance. Strauss-Kahn says the money isn't all in yet, but he thinks it will come by the end of the year.
We already have a lot of pledges, and I believe that during the spring meeting, some new one may come.
I believe it when I see it.
Mark Weisbrot is co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research and a critic of the IMF.
They're twisting a lot of countries' arms to try and get them to put up money. Even some of the European countries have reservations.
Weisbrot says the IMF is in need of reform. One problem, he says the conditions it puts on the countries it lends to end up hurting their economies rather than helping. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Major European markets are solidly up this morning, more than 1%. Asian stocks were mostly lower. Samsung Electronics reported a massive drop in profit. Yesterday, Wall Street gained again, ahead 70 points for the Dow, about 0.9% to close at 7,957. The Nasdaq was ahead 0.3%, and the S&P 500 rose 1%. A huge threat to the movie industry or a reasonable software tool? That's the question in federal court in San Francisco today when Hollywood lawyers try to shut down Real Networks' DVD ripper. The software lets you copy a film without paying for it. Hollywood calls it rent, rip, and return. Real Networks argues the $30 software simply lets customers back up a DVD they have purchased and that it only allows for one copy to be made.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
You know you're in a recession when even Microsoft sales fall. For the first time in Microsoft's 23-year history as a public company, revenue fell year over year as PC shipments tumbled. The company says, sorry employees, no merit pay increases until further notice. So what do you do if your company is selling something that people aren't buying? Here's a cheery strategy, part retail store, part happy hour. Cash Peters reports.
Is this the daftest thing ever? Serving drinks in clothes stores to lure in business. Gina Blancati is manager of Lisa Klein Men in West Hollywood, where the celebrities shop.
We're not trying to lure their business. We're just trying to keep them happy and comfortable and just extend that extra thing to them.
Ooh, extra thing. I love extra things. But a mojito? While you're trying on a pair of pants?
It's either mojitos or margaritas or maybe a simple beer.
If a celebrity comes in, right, and they try on a bunch of clothes. The moment they leave, do you run over and sniff them?
No, I can't say I do.
You see, I would.
Oh.
That's the first thing I'd do.
Yeah, I think you should stay out of retail.
Candice Buenristro there. She's their barmaid. But good service in stores has been absent for quite a while, have you noticed? Now, thanks to the recession, the customer, that's us, is king again.
You're right, it's this economy, it's really... you can't predict anything.
That's Christina Lazzaro of the Blue Jean Bar in Santa Monica. It's a clothes shop with a happy hour. Their extra thing is wine and beer for anyone, even if you don't buy anything. Natasha Pia.
You don't have to try on jeans in order to get a free drink.
I'm cheap enough that I would come in and just drink your wine and leave and never buy the jeans.
That's fine.
Oh yeah, right, sure it is. Problem is, happy hour was a disaster. When I got there, the shop was empty. I blame the wine.
Oh my God. How many weeks has this been sitting here? Wow, you obviously picked the real top-of-the-line wine.
But what do I know? In the end, we had to stand in the street heckling people.
Would you like some free wine?
No.
She said no.
But then Christina saved the day. The nail salon next door was full of people who looked like they urgently needed to get hammered.
Hi, everyone. Just so you know, next door at the Blue Jean Bar, we have happy hour and we have free wine and beer and 10% off of all jeans.
Would you come next door for free wine?
Yes.
You would?
Maybe.
There's also a six-pack if you want one.
All right, then I'll come.
Beer. It's the answer to every question ever asked. In Santa Monica, California, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
Hey, anything's worth a try these days. Remember when TV infomercials were considered just terribly low rent? Well, tomorrow, Avon debuts its first infomercial on the Oxygen Cable Network. Deborah Norville and Susie Orman in the house, selling viewers on the many exciting opportunities in one-on-one cosmetics retailing. What kind of opportunities are you finding? We'd like to hear your story. Maybe air your story. Come see us at marketplace.org. Click on the link that says Contact. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a terrific Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.